The Postmaster General yesterday said the planned changes to postal delivery service that have a lot of people upset here in the last week, it now won't take effect until next year. What do you make of that, Bob?
That was because of the public outcry. That's the only reason he did it. There are many things that the people of this country can't agree on anymore, but one thing we do agree on is that we need a strong public postal service that belongs to the American people. And while we're happy about that, it does need to be done permanently. We do not need to wait 3 months until after the election and still have mail delay.
Well, let's talk about some of those changes, how it's played out, at least what we've seen. Here on the national front is removal of funding, removing of drop-off boxes, sorting machines. How do these proposed changes actually help the speed of delivery or make the USPS more efficient, or does it not?
Canceling overtime, limiting mail transportation, eliminating mail sorting machines, reducing post office hours, that all delays the mail. You know, we're in the business of giving service to the American people, and we want to deliver the mail, and we want to deliver the mail on time. And by implementing these changes, it did delay the mail.
So can I read into that, that you would feel that the reason the changes are being made are political?
Well, obviously, he was a big donor to the Trump, and Trump appointed him. It appears that way. The Postal Service is not supposed to be political. In 1971, they changed the law, and the Postal Service is supposed to be a quasi-government agency that operates without political interference. I can't say for sure that's the situation. Obviously, it looks that way. And also, he has other conflicts of interest. Maybe it's that one. But it doesn't appear that any businessman would come in and sabotage the very business that he's supposed to be running.
Let's get to the last week here, and what we've seen nationally is blue mailboxes being carted up and hauled away on trailers. Sorting machines are being removed. How has that played out in central Illinois?
To my knowledge, we have not taken out any mailboxes. And I just talked to the Peoria postmaster yesterday, and she said that she was not aware of any plans to take out any mailboxes. Sorting machines in the Peoria plant, they have taken out. Before this, we had 8 sorting machines, and they have taken out 2 of them. And I believe that will have an effect. I believe that will eventually, as the pandemic subsides someday, I believe the mail volume will increase, and that will have an effect on getting the mail delivered.
So those sorting machines you were talking about, that's a result of the last week or so?
That's true. But they had already been in the process of taking those machines out. One machine has already been taken out.
One more local angle. You talked about the Peoria situation with some sorting machines being moved out. Do you have any information on other areas of central Illinois or broadly in Illinois itself?
I do not, as far as moving machines. I do have some offices that, because of the mandate to stop overtime, have smaller offices that didn't even open when they were told that if you had to use overtime, just not to even open the office for the day. Then I've had some places where their mail has not gotten up because they didn't bring in overtime. And those are different offices from around the state. But I don't have the numbers of where they've taken out machines other than the Peoria office.
Okay. How badly had COVID-19 affected the U.S. Postal Service?
The economic crisis from that has deeply affected the finances of the Postal Service. Without some stimulus that has been given to other companies, the Postal Service is expected to run out of money early next year.
Okay.
We definitely need a stimulus from the government that was given to the other companies. The last stimulus package that hasn't been passed yet had $25 billion in that for the Postal Service, and we need that. Congress needs to give us that money.
Can you give me an idea of what you're hearing from your union members about this could really affect morale and even recruitment, right? What are you seeing on your end?
Yes, it does affect morale because it's in our blood that we want to deliver every piece every day. And when we're told you know, that we have to delay the mail. We won't have any overtime, that we'll let the mail sit versus working the mail when all these years it's been our mission. You know, postal workers are the most dedicated workers you'll ever see, and they want to get out every piece every day.
I don't think it's any secret that the GOP has tried to de-emphasize the U.S. Postal Service for a number of years now, and there are a number of players, Amazon and other private companies, who, for example, if the USPS weren't to exist anymore, someone would have to take that over. What would be the implications of that for consumers?
Obviously, it would be a higher price. And some places, would they even go in the rural areas? Would because, like I said, we go everywhere. We go 160 million addresses every day. Over 4 million addresses are added to that every day. And we have to go to every one. And something that a lot of people don't know, that we deliver a lot of FedEx, UPS packages that they take to the post office, and then we deliver it on from there. So if we're not there, who you know, that those are huge questions. And there's no doubt that it's been one of the Republican parties wanting to get the Postal Service privatized. They don't believe in a public postal service, even though in the rural states, they depend upon us.